Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Sonia K. Singh. Sonia K. Singh is the CEO of Sonia Singh International, a leading coaching and training company, managing partner of the consulting firm M+, an adjunct professor at the University of San Francisco, and a leadership coach in the Executive Leadership Program at the University of California, Davis. Over the past two decades, Sonia has trained and coached over 2,000 emerging and experienced leaders in developing key competencies. Many of Sonia's clients have gone on to become successful CEOs, vice presidents, directors, managers, and entrepreneurs. Well, good afternoon, Sonia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This is so exciting. We've been connected for such a long time through this massive social platform called LinkedIn, right? But we recently got caught up, we talked, and this is just amazing. What I love to do, Sonia, is take people's stories and share it throughout the world. There's so many people that are craving good stories around people and their struggles to get to their success. And that's what's so exciting. And so thanks again. So Sonia, we're going to jump right into these questions. I want to talk a little bit about you and your career, but you've got quite the career in healthcare as a leader, partner, and now you're the founder and CEO of Sonia Singh International. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Sure. So, well, first of all, yes, my background is in healthcare. I've spent almost 20 years in healthcare in various different leadership roles. And it was in the last couple of years that I really started focusing more on developing others, leadership development, and coaching. And I launched my coaching practice a couple of years ago while I was still working in my leadership role. And I started doing that on the side. And eventually during the pandemic, actually, I retired from my corporate career and I launched my own company and full-time, which I do now. And so my company offers leadership coaching, training, and then also consulting. And then you had asked a question about what's the key to my success. I would say that I'm still learning and I'm still, you know, growing as an early entrepreneur and early business owner. But I would say that one thing that has really helped me is my desire to continue testing and learning. And I'm constantly testing ideas. I'm constantly experimenting, trying on different roles, trying on different ideas. I am a planner by nature. I love to plan. I'm a former perfectionist, but now I've started to get into the habit of just testing my ideas before I go full force on investing all my time and resources into something. I'm now testing those ideas before I go forth and do anything. And I try to test them on a small scale as much as possible. I wait for feedback and either I'll quit at that point and decide, you know what, this isn't for me, or I get good feedback and I learn something and I get even better. And then I try to implement something on a greater scale. So one example is that many years ago, I thought about becoming a professional coach, but I had this successful career in leadership and healthcare leadership, and it was a pretty scary thing to do. And I also wanted to go to this professional coaching school. It was a significant financial investment. And so before I went and applied and I actually went to the school, I decided, you know what, let me just test this out. I don't even know if I really want to be a coach. I'm thinking about it, but I really don't know. Would anybody even be willing to pay me to coach them? And so my goal was get three people that are willing to pay me, even if it's just, you know, $50, but just three people that are willing to pay me to do this work. Is it enough value that I'm giving to them? And I thought one person would be a fluke. Two people might be a fluke, but if three people are willing to pay me to deliver this value to them, then it was enough data for me to then pursue this as a career. And so that's what I did. And so I think that would be the key to my success so far is that I just keep experimenting, learning, experimenting and trying things and just continuing that cycle.
I love that. And the story that you're, first of all, you're curious, right? But but you keep persisting. And as you know, it's just a matter of time. You know, you just, every time you fall, get back up, right? And what you've shown and what we're hearing and our audience will hear is the way that you get right back up and learn a different way if you need to be successful. So thank you. So Sonia, let's talk about the pandemic a little bit. It's all over the place. There was a lockdown, but now who knows where it's going to go with all these variants. But we've all had to make these incredible shifts and sacrifices. But what are your plans to adjust and, you know, continue business growth going forward? Because now the lockdown is, I don't know, we're in limbo. But, you know, what are your plans?
Well, first of all, I'd like to just say that it's good to have plans. And then also sometimes there are times when your plans go out the window because things happen, like the pandemic. You know, I had a whole plan of how I was going to leave the corporate world and launch my company. I had a whole plan. I was going to take some time off. I was going to, you know, it was just going to be amazing. And literally a month before my plan was to take place, the pandemic, you know, happened, and everything went out the window. So I think it's good to plan, but it's also important to know, okay, your plans could go out the window and you might have to have a plan B or not even a plan B, but just an ability to be resilient and say, okay, this happened. Now, what do I do? What's my new plan? Because the old plan just isn't going to work. So during the pandemic, we were all having to shelter in place. We couldn't go anywhere, but business had to continue. And so I learned how to do my work virtually in a virtual environment, which normally I would have done in person. So I deliver a lot of workshops. I did a lot of in-person coaching, in-person trainings. All of that had to go virtual. And so I had to learn how to engage with people, with an audience, in an online, in a virtual environment where they still felt connected, where they still felt engaged, where they still felt the energy through the screen. And that was an art. That was something I had to learn how to do. And I'm still learning, but I can definitely say that I'm in a much better place today than I was a year and a half ago when I had to learn all of this. And so what I would say is my plan is to continue getting even better operating in this virtual environment while still trying to build these connections with people in an alternative way.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, this particular podcast, this show has had to go through a lot of transition, but I was able to talk to so many people that have pivoted and made some incredible choices and decisions. But because of it, and because of that fortitude that they had to, you know, make that decision, they're better off for it. And it sounds like it's the same for you. So thank you for sharing your story, Sonia. Sonia, let's talk about technology. This is a technology publication. And so we want to focus a little bit on that. But so the question is, are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your business? And if not, maybe there's a cool tool or app that you found useful.
Yeah, so I would say for me as a leadership and high performance coach and trainer, one of the tools I've been using most recently, it was just about a year ago it was released. It's a platform that I use to deliver my online courses. And now this tool is available via your mobile phone, just with the little touch of your finger, you can open up an entire course so I have these video lessons, these micro lessons that I offer to my audience, and you can pop them up. You can play them on your commute. You can, you know, while you're exercising, you can listen to them. It's really been very helpful in running my business and just helping people create or to tap into this content and consume this content in a way that is most easily accessible to them. And so that is one platform. It's called Kajabi. And Kajabi is the platform that I use for delivering my content, but it's also available via your mobile phone, which has been super helpful.
That's awesome. And it seems like, you know, maybe it's the pandemic. We all know that we've probably advanced innovation 4 or 5 years. But it is kind of interesting how these apps popped out, and these apps absolutely allow people like yourself, Sonia, to, you know, level the playing field, get out there and compete with the larger companies. And I think that's amazing. So thank you for sharing your story around technology. And Sonia, last question, could you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either coaching or entrepreneurship?
So I'm going to go back to my original answer when you asked me, you know, what's the key, I guess, contributor to my success. And I definitely would say that it's experimenting, just trying things out. And so one piece of advice that I would give to anyone who wants to either get into entrepreneurship or wants to become a coach, I would say, don't be afraid to try it out. If you've never coached someone before and you're thinking about becoming a coach, go coach someone, coach one person, then coach two people, then coach three people, then see if somebody's willing to pay you for it, right? So keep testing and keep upping the ante to see, is this something that I can scale? And then once you have enough data to tell you, hey, this is something that's working, or here's something I could do better or differently, then take that data and apply it. Same thing with entrepreneurship. You know, so if you're trying to get into some area where you're trying to sell some product or a service, I would say, what's the smallest level, smallest scale possible that you can sell that service or that product? Can you try it with one person, with two, and then just, you know, scale it from there? But I think so often people want to wait until there's perfection, until they have investors. So I have one particular person that I most recently talked to. They have a website. I'm not going to give away their business because they're still launching it, but they're looking for investors. And my question to them was, well, what content have you already created? Do you have showing that there is demand for this type of service? And they haven't done that work yet they are already trying to put together a pitch deck to, you know, pitch to investors. That's too soon, right? So you have to have some proof of your concept before you go and try to pitch to a larger audience. So that's what I would say, is don't be afraid to try something out. Don't be afraid to fail. It's better to fail on a small scale than it is to fail on a larger scale, right? So once you have perfected your idea, right, and then you try to launch it and then you fail, now it's much, much, much more difficult to get back up on your feet. But if you fail on a small scale, then, you know, that's much easier to dust yourself off and say, okay, I'm going to try something else and maybe in a different way.
I love that. And you're right. You know, if you can do these micro steps, right? So if you fail, it's easy to get back up and not be so shut down, right, from a big failure. But this is all great, great nuggets, great gems for our audience. Sonia, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Bye for now.